Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
And it's a Friday, so it's like a really good night to get carried home. You know, if that's your thing. If that's your jam. Song. Yeah. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in Morning Show. Happy Friday. Still dark out. Oh, a little bit of lightning.
Coming on now.
Yeah. Starting to get by the end.
Friday, not lightning. It's lightening up.
Lightening. It's lightening right. up. Yeah.
I thought by the you end guys of the meant spring. There was lightning outside.
No. It's just, it is lightning. It's lightning. Lightening. Whatever. By the end of this break, it'll be light out. It's practically there now. Better Man is bringing us this break. I like that a movie has been sponsoring us all week. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Better Man. From the director of The Greatest Showman, Better Man tells the extraordinary journey of British pop icon Robbie Williams. Better Man is in theaters now, and you can get tickets today at bettermanmovie.com. La-ma-ding-dong. I'm going to start with what's on your television this weekend, besides football, I guess. I take that back. A couple things in theaters. I'll do these first, and then I'll tell you. Because there's some stuff this weekend.
All right.
Wolfman. This is Christopher Abbott, who's in Poor Things, and his wife, Julie. It says Julie Garner, but this is Julia Garner. This is the chick from Ozark. Ruthie.
I've seen the ads for this.
Yeah. I put the trailer up.
Very
all these
scary.
Trailers. It does. It looks terrifying. All the trailers are up at the Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page. So Christopher Abbott and Julia Garner, their characters, plus their daughter. I guess they're a family. They travel to a remote house in Oregon, and they're attacked by a mysterious animal. They soon realize that Chris's character has been bitten, and he's beginning to change into a wolf man.
The dog.
Yeah, he's a werewolf. He's a family dog. So if you are a horror aficionado, there's some cred to this movie, which is one of the ways they're selling this. Okay. They call it a Blumhouse production. Which,
ooh, always good.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Love anything Blumhouse puts out.
It's also from the same director and writer as 2020's The Invisible Man, which I want to say is the one with Elizabeth Moss in it.
Yes.
Which is a great movie.
Is that the one that was filmed here?
I think so, Vin.
She
yes.
did a movie that was that sounds... East Bay... was supposed to be in the East Bay. I don't know if they only did those, you know, pickup shots over there. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Well, that's usually what they do, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember the setting of it, but I do remember it having kick-ass houses, and I think they went out to like a beach house too. Like a.
It does take place in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. The Invisible Man, writer and director, was someone named Lee Whannell, or possibly Whannell. His other writing credits include Saw and the Insidious series, which I think you've mentioned that you thought that the Insidious series was like super scary, or someone was telling me.
Me.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah. I love those movies.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow, Insidious. You're... What was the one that you and I both watched, but I saw it and it was super scary and it was.
It Follows?
That.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Oh, that was good too.
I like that one. That was like kind of out of nowhere. We both randomly watched it.
It Insidious, It Follows. They have something in common.
They do. It's the letter I at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Something seriously wrong with me.
Or seriously right. I've learned to really trust. If you think you know the first letter, 9 times out of 10, you do. Go with the I.
Invisible Man, I.
Ah, Invisible Man, Insidious, It Follows. I don't think he did It Follows. But anyway, if you're a horror aficionado, apparently this has got some street cred, this movie. And again, it is called Wolfman. It doesn't feel like a new thing, a new idea. Who knows how they'll treat the trope of it, but there you go. There's a movie that is rated R. There's another movie called One of Them Days, and it's Kiki Palmer and SZA stars in this movie. They star as best friends and roommates. They have one of them days when SZA's boyfriend blows their rent money and they must go to extreme to avoid an eviction. Sounds like a comedy. It also stars Cat Williams, Lil Ray Howery, and Maude Apatow from Euphoria. And again, the trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinnie Facebook page. There's an historical thriller. This is a rated R movie, and it is based on the true story of the Munich massacre, the terrorist attack at the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany.
Oh.
So it's called September 5th. An historical thriller is what they call it. It's from the perspective of the ABC sports crew and their live coverage of the Israeli athletes who were taken hostage by a Palestinian militant group. And it looks like Peter Sarsgaard plays Rune Arledge, who was the president of ABC Sports. But if you're into that kind of thing, I thought, wow, that's, you know, I actually don't know much about that. We were little kids when that happened. So
it's a great story. And the story of the news, like that sports crew that had to become a news crew and like cover this. It really is. Like, I know the history story.
Right,
it's,
clearly.
It's an excellent story. So I think the movie should be really good.
Well, and it sounds like they're pulling no punches. It's rated R. It's called September 5th. And it's about the events of the Munich massacre at the Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany in the early 70s. So these are all in theaters this weekend. If you're looking for something to see, and I'll let you know next week how everything does. If there's anything spectacular. Today on Apple TV, the second season premiere of Severance.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm going right home to watch it.
I think I read that they're dropping two episodes, but I'm not positive.
I've been meaning to rewatch the first season leading into this, and I just didn't. But I think I'm going to do it this weekend, like rewatch the first season.
It's a good idea.
I don't know how far I'll get because of the football playoffs.
I know.
But I don't want to go into it without remembering, because I don't have it fresh in my head. I remember the goats.
Right.
For no reason.
Because they don't figure in. It's because they stood out. You know, John is watching Squid Game, the first season, to catch up, because I guess I watched it alone and the second season's out and I really want to watch it. And I've always been, you know, blah, blah, blah about it. So he's been watching it and I've been catching it and I realize I have forgotten 90. I get the overall gist of it, but there's so much in it, like what they were doing with the bodies and the infiltration into the people with the shapes on their faces.
Right.
And I had forgotten so much of it that I'm actually glad I'm getting a little bit of a memory jolt. I'm sure there'll be some kind of a recap.
Yeah, but if you really want to be in,
right,
you should that's what I'm going to do with Severance. I have to.
Right. It's well worth it, Vinny. I just did it, and yeah, I was so happy I did.
Not that they're great movies.
So many details.
Because they're not, but I've been rewatching the Venom series because I was about to hit the newest one, and you know what? I don't even remember. Let me go back. And what I love, I remember loving the first one because it's all right here.
Yeah.
It's San Francisco. And one of the things that just stands out in my mind now is that right over where the bridge is, they've just phonied up this guy's mansion, just extending off that hillside and being perched up there. And you see it and you go, that's not even there. They just...
they CG the hell out of that cliff.
That whole side of the mountain now is this guy's mansion. Ah!
So anyway, awesome.
But I'm going to drop the Venom. It's not that great. That show is not great.
Oh,
I love that it's been filmed here and I love all the visuals.
But you're not even going to bother with that third movie.
You know what's great about it is now that I rewatched it, I went, hey, the smart guy in season one or the first the first Venom is the henchman, the of Jim Carrey's character in Sonic.
Oh.
There's like a homoerotic thing going on between these two guys.
What fun.
They like it. It is. It's very fun. He's the guy. I went, hey, you're in Sonic.
Oh.
The end.
it all comes back to Sonic with you.
Yeah. Well, I do
love
it.
Really, that and Paddington. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm in that phase of life. I have kids.
Yeah.
They've taken over everything.
And I hate to be the one to bear the bad news, but you've always been a 9-year-old at heart.
Yes,
I mean,
very true.
You are that guy. I'm not surprised some of these kids' shows resonate with you so deeply.
Love them. Love them. Anyway, I'll rewatch Severance before I get to it, but I'm excited. That's a.
I know. I really
hope they don't blow it.
Me too, Vin. I know we've had this convo a bunch of times, but I really feel I keep coming back to that final moment on screen where he bursts in. She's still alive. And then it goes to black. And he goes back to his other. Tonight on Netflix. I think I was telling you about this. Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz are in a movie together called Back in Action, about CIA agents who are forced out of retirement to protect their unsuspecting families after their cover is blown. I see that there's a trailer here for this as well, and I will put that up right now on the
screen. Did you know that's her first movie in like...
I did.
Like how many years?
It's kind of why you know what? I didn't mention it here, but that's why I wanted to mention the story, because I actually saw a thing with the two of them together.
Yeah,
where he's on the piano and she's... We never did get to that.
Yeah.
We never played that. But anyway, it looks cute. She looks really great and super happy, and they're having fun. So Back in Action is the name of that. It is on Netflix. I just threw the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And it looks like we got some football happening. Dave Chappelle hosts Saturday Night Live, and Glorilla is the musical guest, and then more football. And that's what's on your TV and in the movies. We have a couple deaths. We talked about Bob Uecker a little bit yesterday. That news came down kind of in the middle of the show. Bob Uecker is the former Major League Baseball player who never really got famous for playing baseball.
He wasn't very good.
Well, good enough to play, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
But he wasn't great.
Right. He wasn't one of those people who made his name that way. He had a battle with lung cancer at age 90, long, wonderful life. Played in the majors from 62 to 67. He did not tear it up with the stats. He became famous for his sense of humor, and he spent more than 50 years, behind the microphone for the Milwaukee Brewers, and really became a star thanks to those Miller Lite ads.
Yeah, I got one.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down it!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
Come on.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer and less.
Good seats, hey, buddy?
And he's in it.
He missed the tag.
He's in the nosebleeds.
He's in the right. And I must be in the front row became one of those lines that was delivered by people all for years.
Yes.
And then there's this line from Major League, which I say this.
He's in all of those, right?
I say this all the time.
Okay, let's hear it.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering, just a bit outside.
Like anytime something's off, I go just a bit outside. And anybody knows Major League knows that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other people just
I don't know that line.
I have been watching. I watch ESPN and other sports shows, and you wouldn't expect someone would say something bad about this guy, but he is loved.
Oh,
beloved. Like,
did someone say something bad?
No, what I'm saying is, like, you hear people just gushing about Uecker.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I'd never met
beloved.
Him. I don't know, but he was someone that people just over the top. He was nice. He was friendly. He was humble. He was, you know, like...
That's what you'd want,
you
right?
You really would want that, absolutely.
Unless you were just a jerk and you'd be like, well, I give up. I know everyone's going to say I'm a jerk after I'm dead. I own it. David Lynch also died yesterday. He battled emphysema brought on by years of smoking. That is what happens. He was 78 years old. Lynch was, so many. Like, he was dark. A lot of the stuff that he did was kind of dark. Eraserhead, The Elephant Man, Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, Wild at Heart, Lost Highway, the original movie version of Dune, the TV show Twin Peaks. He was just a weird guy.
Yeah, but Twin Peaks was weird.
Yeah, but good. I liked Twin Peaks. I've seen some of that. That's it's that agent, right, with the dark hair, Kyle something?
Yes.
Isn't that it? Yeah. I watched some of that. He had black hair in that. He was like some kind of an investigator or something. I can't really, Maybe I should go back and watch some of that. Anyway, Steven Spielberg was saying the world is going to miss such an original and unique voice. His films have already stood the test of time. They always will. So David Lynch has passed and Bob Uecker. We lost both of them yesterday. Rest in peace. Vinny, you're a parent.
I am.
I'm going to tell you Jelly Roll's parenting advice and Jelly Roll, you tell me, right?
Oh, I get so I'm judging.
Yes. Jelly Roll has a couple kids. He has a little girl by the name of Bailey Ann and a little boy by the name of Noah Buddy. They're not that little. They're teenagers, looks like. Noah Buddy. I mean, you could always make that a nickname. You don't have to name your kid Noah Buddy, but...
Oh, that's funny. Mm. I didn't hear it at first.
Yeah, Noah Buddy.
I love it.
Hey, Noah Buddy.
I have a Noah.
It is cute.
In my neighborhood.
Do you call him Noah Buddy?
No.
Hey, Noah Buddy.
It's a, I like the name.
Yeah. Oh, Noah's a great
solid
name.
Kid.
It is.
You know what's funny about this kid? It's truly the thing about kids. Noah, when they first moved into the neighborhood, was a little boy.
Yeah.
And he used to ride his little scooter out in front of his house just on the sidewalk. It's like his parents told him, and he went, okay, mom and dad, and never left this little square. And just go back and forth. And I used to see him and I'd go, you ever going to try a trick? Like, here I am. I'm ready to see you launch that thing over, you know, we used to build ramps in the front.
Sure.
Never, never, ever.
But he was happy riding.
But he was happy and he never left his little square. And I was like, well, that's good parenting or something, right?
That's anyway, a good boy.
This little boy is now 6'3".
Oh my gosh.
And it's happened in 5 years. Like, he went from this dude to... awkward, big guy. I'm like, oh my God.
The last time. Did they get him a basketball hoop, I hope?
He went inside for the pandemic and came out 6'3".
Oh my God.
What the? Anyway, that's kids.
Changes.
They just grow right up on
you.
They
do. It is crazy how fast it goes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I always notice that with your kids because I know them. I held Isla when she was a baby. Mm-hmm. Your little daughter, you know, when she couldn't even walk. So enough time goes by in between each time that I have this last time I saw them image in my head, and then I see them and I'm like, oh my God. Even the picture you showed me the other day where they're like, wah, outside your door. I was like, oh, look at them.
They are.
Every time I see them.
Growing right up.
They are. It's the magic of kids. All right, so here we go. This is Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll. Are these tattoos?
Noah Buddy and...
Bailey Ann. But it's not, it's really more about parenting in general. Right. He says, these are pearls of parenting wisdom. All the parents out there listening, trust the fat man with this one, y'all. It's important to find time to not be parents. And he says, F the date night. It's not about date night. It's important that y'all go to Burning Man and completely F and lose your mind and forget about them kids. A little night out with some wine and weekend staycation, not enough.
I'm with him.
He went on to say he wants all parents to go get silly, get kicked out of hotels, go be a college kid again.
We definitely do not do that at my house. And part of the reason, well, part of it's my hours, so I just can't, you know. Well, let's go tonight. We're going to do something fun. No, yeah. I can't do that. What are you, crazy? Anyway, the pandemic also caused a problem for a lot of people with that. Not only were you not getting out to go crazy at Burning Man, you weren't getting out and away from the kids at all. There they were.
Yeah, even your drug dealer was wearing a mask. And they're like, I'm not going to want to be in contact with you. God, I can't even party. Jesus.
Got to go treat yourself.
A round of sausage.
Yeah, treat that is way to go, Jelly Roll. I like it.
Anyway, I thought that was something that parents can get behind. Most parents cannot. That's the problem is you can say that all you want. Most people are like, I can't just not be a parent for a week. What do I do? Do I put them in their Velcro suits and hang them on their walls?
Well, there's certainly parents who would never just because they wouldn't trust anyone with their precious.
Right?
And I think that's ridiculous. But I do know that a lot of people don't have family around.
Right.
And so you do.
I grew up with no family. I mean, my kids grew up with no family.
We've looked for babysitters and the kids that age that would do it, they don't need money.
Right.
So while they'll do it, they'll, you know, oh yeah, I'll do that this weekend. Sure. Yeah. How about a regular gig? Maybe. Nah.
Yeah. No thanks.
I like to sleep.
Right.
I don't really need the money.
Sundays.
It's been crazy watching young people turn down ridiculous money for nothing.
Right.
$25 an hour to sit there.
Nah. I don't want to because I have to get up and leave my house and come over to your house and all my cozy stuff's at my house. And
so, yes, yeah. Jelly Roll's right. Harder than he thinks, though.
Right. Well, he can hire some people.
Right.
Noah, buddy. And I'm going to do one more just quick story here because I wanted to get to the Stephen King. So do you remember the short story from Stephen King called The Monkey?
Nope.
It's from one of his early collections. I don't really remember it either. I may have to go back and reread some of those. Some of them really have stuck with me. Like there'll be an individual story. There's one called
Langoliers.
The Shortcut. Do you remember that one by any chance? Mm. There's been a few, like he's done, I don't know, 5 or 6 collections of short stories.
Some of the short stories were turned into movies.
Yes.
And so the idea was great, but the book was not long.
This is one of them.
It's in Skeleton Crew, which was the first Stephen King book I read.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all short stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you remember it.
Yeah. It's about a cursed monkey.
It's one of those little drummer monkey guys, not the cymbal one. He actually seems to have a drumstick in his hand in this.
The original had cymbals.
So this is, it stars, it's a movie. It's a movie adaptation of Stephen King's The Monkey. And there's a trailer and everything. I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. At least I'm 99% sure. I'll check. Oh, I did. I definitely did. Theo James, Elijah Wood. It's opening in theaters on February 21st. So this is going to your local theater. And it's based on the 1980 short story of the same name, The Monkey. Twin brothers, Bill and Hal, who are apparently both played by Theo James, who is a grown man. They find their father, so they must be kid iterations of them. They find their father's old monkey toy in the attic and a series of gruesome deaths begin. The siblings decide to throw the toy away and move on with their lives. And then it goes from there. Oh, I did put this trailer up, and the reason I know is because there's a lady screaming into the camera in the still on the first page, and there's just blood dripping down from her eyes. So I definitely remember that, yes.
Oh.
So if you do love yourself some Stephen King, then...
Bleeding from the eyes,
Who doesn't like that? By the way, Stephen King owns 3 Maine-based radio stations.
I heard he just sold them.
He closed them.
Oh.
He is probably trying to sell them because he wants to, quote, get his business affairs in better order. But he is a music fan. Like, as you know, he's a huge music fan. And he was one of the people who bought a few radio stations.
No, I didn't realize that. I think it was in one of our trade magazines, but I'd read that he was like, I've never operated this for profit and I've enjoyed being an employer. But he's like, I have to.
Tanata.
I thought he sold them, but for a long, long, long time.
Well, it says he announced the closure of his 3 main base radio stations. So I don't know if that means they're for sale or if they're. We should call him and see if we can get those. I'd love to own a radio station.
He sold his radio stations.
Oh, all 3 gone.
December of 2024.
Oh, okay. Closure of and reopen with some other person. What do you know what he sold them for? Like, I'm wondering these days, like, what is a radio station worth? Because they went through the freaking roof right after
$500,000.
$500,000,
which was far below the asking
for
price.
3.
This is just for, they only list the 1 main station. Oh. It's WKIT. So,
oh my god, maybe that's what I'll do when I retire, get a radio station. That sounds like a good retirement. I'm out of time. What, literally, what's coming up?
Listen to you cracking yourself.
I know,
up.
I'm cracking myself. How funny would that be, though? I'd love to have my own radio station.
Eggs? Eggs?
Eggs. I love eggs.
Eggs?
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Beautiful things that I've got. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Download the free Odyssey app, listen for at least an hour to Alice, and you'll be in the running for $5,000. Somebody wins $5,000 every day.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank invests a percentage of its earnings into strengthening the lives of our Bay Area residents through its community support. Today is a great day to go to FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. So it seems maybe a little hazy out there at the moment, but we should see mostly sunny skies today.
Just barely getting a little sunshine out there.
Yeah, it's just starting.
That's pretty.
Mostly sunny.
All right.
Lows, or the temperature in the low 60s. We've got 2 NFL games on Saturday and 2 NFL games on Sunday. For more Todd info heaven. On that, read your newspaper. Oh, yeah. What am I saying?
You're crazy. You're so silly. What's the matter with you? Come on.
That's not funny. I used to love the paper.
I know. You were the last guy to hold on to the paper.
Loved having the daily paper. Yep. Loved it.
Covered. Send the kids out with quarters to get it out of every day. Go get Vinny's papers.
Loved it.
Mm.
Okay. There's a few things happening. One of the big ones is down south at Moss Landing. There was a fire at a battery plant. It's right where the two smokestacks are, or whatever you call those.
That's
things.
Literally the building that they use, right?
So I got a couple different things. This came out last night. Due to the ongoing large fire in Moss Landing, Santa Cruz public health officials are advising residents to stay indoors, keep windows and doors closed, limit outdoor exposure, and turn off ventilation systems. Now, that was as of last night.
Okay.
They're now being a little more lax about it. They say that we continue monitoring the Moss Landing fire and local air quality. At this time, no imminent significant threat exists, and people may resume normal activities. It's a time when kids would be going to school and people would be going to work and many would be doing their exercise for the day.
Right.
In that area.
Running or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So they're saying you can resume normal activities. Sensitive groups, including those with respiratory difficulties, should continue to monitor local air conditions. And that's the thing I want to stress right now is you can get air quality reports by looking them up. So maybe consider that today as you decide whether you're going to go for a run in that area or not. Again, if you didn't hear, there was a fire at a battery plant in Moss Landing. This is where they store power to use overnight.
Right. This is from solar. These are batteries that get filled up by solar
lithium
panels.
Lithium battery plant.
So it must just be stacks and stacks of these batteries just storing this.
It caught
energy.
On fire, and they're saying they're watching it, but they're very difficult to put out. So they're just trying to keep it contained, and I don't know whether the.
There's something we need to figure out, huh? Let's get science on that.
Well, speaking of.
Enough of your little polls about, you know, people. Let's do that.
Speaking of.
Science?
Science! SpaceX's latest flight test of its colossal Starship vehicle turned out to explode.
Oh, well, that happens. That's how they test them, though.
This was last night, I believe. While the launch ended with one major accomplishment, maybe yesterday towards evening, they say one major accomplishment, the second ever successful return of the rocket booster to the launch pad.
Oh, is this the wiggly arm thing where it catches it? That's
the
nice.
The Starship's spacecraft itself was lost during the flight was witnessed exploding in the sky.
Unmanned.
Yes.
That's good.
They do say that these tests are what they plan to return to the moon on. Like this is, they're hard at work right now to not only get us back to the moon, but beyond.
Let's go beyond.
What? How about the moon first? Let's see if we can pull that off.
Moonbase Alpha.
Right.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Moonbase Beta.
So this test flight didn't, but they say that here that they're ready for their next flight already. Like they're really, they already have the next version of this thing ready to launch and they'll be doing that as soon as possible.
Amazing.
This was the 7th overall launch for the vehicle, which they say one day will carry humans to the moon and Mars.
And beyond.
So there's that. It blew up. But they caught the
thing. But this is how they learn how to do this is it. It's the future happening in front of us.
Let's see here. There's comments from your boy.
Is my boy Elon? Because he's not my boy anymore.
Oh, you've broken up with him?
I have. I still am into the space stuff and some of the stuff that he's put some money into and is the CEO of and et cetera. But I just, you know, in general, please don't call him my boy anymore. I'm very much opposed to that guy at this point.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
I don't want to
hear
from...
What a turn of events.
I don't want to hear from someone. It's time we blow it all up. No, it isn't. Let's try to fix what's going on. Blow all right. it all up.
Well, then there's that.
Well, his comment was, he was like, well, it didn't go off right, but it was entertaining when it blew up. You know, like he was all like very nonchalant about it.
Well, that's what these tests are for.
Yes. How to figure out what could and will go wrong and how to fix that.
And from that to this.
Okay.
What is the least licked body part?
Probably your elbow. I don't think you can lick that, you know.
Oh, you're licking yourself in this situation.
Oh.
I see.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I didn't realize it was someone else is going to lick it. Well, I can think of one place it should never be licked, but okay. What's the least licked part of body
part? Is it
part?
Your toe?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Come on. Get with the times, would you?
And I refuse to.
Let's see here. People online are talking about which body part would be the least licked, and people came up with all kinds of stuff, including underneath the eyelid. Which probably is the winner. I mean,
I've never even considered licking that part.
Scalp.
Oh.
Back of the knee.
Oh
no, I've licked that.
What?
Oh yeah.
What do you mean? Oh yeah.
Yeah, if you're doing the whole, you know, like, so I'm going to kiss you all over and over again, then I'm going to lick the back of the knee.
Front of the knee on the list. Oh. Tonsils.
Oh, okay.
I try.
Yeah.
Who decided these were the least licked?
The internet.
Places? I see. All right.
Elbows, inside the nostril, triceps, fingernails, ankle.
Where's your tricep? The gun show?
It's the back or the side of the gun show. Usually you have a little
across. Yeah.
See that right there?
I do.
That's your tricep.
Oh.
Look at that muscle. Look at that guy.
Yeah, he's been on a gun show over here.
I know.
I
didn't even buy a ticket yet.
All right.
It was a freebie.
We got a free first peek. They give you the first taste for free.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. You know, this is what I'm trying to work against here.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, just keep it breezy for breeze.
Oh, la, 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 la.
And by the way.
No.
Just in time, I think my kids are joining the show any second now, and there goes the Febreze. Isla, congratulations.
Congrats, Isla. You've made great strides in nickname technology.
Your dumb joke lives on today.
La, 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 la. Come on,
Febreze. Don't forget to thank your mom today for all she does.
Are you talking to Isla?
Yeah.
But everyone in general should.
All the kids in general,
I'm going to thank my mom right now. Thanks for everything, Mom.
Good grief. Moms do so much. You don't know till they say, I can't be around for a minute. And then you go, oh my God.
Please don't leave.
How does anyone survive motherhood?
Please stay.
I want you. I need you. Oh, Mom. Please.
Speaking of the young ones, and I don't believe this story, by the way. Well, I believe there's a different root cause. Gen Z is already suffering from midlife crisis, according to research. They're not doing well.
Are my kids Gen Z?
I believe your kids are Gen Z. Okay.
Yeah, they are.
And they go on to say that, you know, the economy and the inability for young people to save money and buy the things they need. And my response to that part is, I didn't have any money either when I was that age, and I couldn't afford to buy anything, and I never could save for anything. And you know what I never did? Traveled. I couldn't travel because I had no money, and I was trying to build a career.
Right.
So that part, I'm like,
I didn't stay in my house on the internet all day instead of going out looking for a job.
Out of here with the excuses for the kids. Like, that is horse crap. Sometimes you have to sacrifice in order to get to a better place in life. That's part of every generation's reality.
It's so hard, though, Vin, you know?
But I will say,
my mommy said that she'll float me this month.
We did not grow up with social media.
We didn't.
And that is freaking poison.
Agreed.
That is poison to your young brain. When you look at, when in your hand, you're looking at people posting these phony shots of their great lives.
Yep.
And there you are going, but I don't have any money.
No wonder you're having a midlife crisis. You think that what they're showing you is reality that you don't have access to.
So that's not in the story I was reading.
Focus on you.
But this reporter would like to say, I'm pretty sure that's at the root of the problem. And also, maybe you should explain to your kids, you will have to sacrifice in order to get to the place you want to be in life.
Right. You have to work hard to get the things that you want out of life, to create the life that you want. No one just hands it to you. I know it's surprising because everybody got a trophy. What? You're not coming with me on my job interview to tell them how great I am?
Yep, that's that.
Yeah. I got to call them? What? How can I do that?
Two women running a daycare in Georgia are in trouble.
Oh, no. Well, that's not a good start to a story.
No, no, it's not. They are facing charges for dosing kids with Benadryl so they'll nap.
We used to do that at summer camp all the time.
Okay.
I was a counselor.
In the 70s and 80s were a different time in this world. And I can tell you that even in the story, they say,
I bet you the Benadryl was harsher back then, too.
Parents in the 80s were known to give their kids Dimetap or Benadryl for...
You know, it actually says that.
No, but I'm just saying it was true. And then there's the parents who are like, what's the problem? I gave my kid whiskey sometimes. You just have to do these things.
Mom.
You don't.
Cotton ball dipped in whiskey, put it on the tooth, numbs it right up.
Mom, thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Did you really hear that?
About the whiskey?
The cotton ball and the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my mom.
My Nana would say to my mother all the time, just give her a little whiskey.
Mom did.
And I'd be like,
moonshine.
Yeah, give me some whiskey.
Yeah.
What?
The moonshine worked even better.
I'll bet it did. Stuff's like gasoline.
Back in October, a parent noticed two kids were crankier than normal and acting lethargic.
Oh.
They were also sleeping a lot, so blood work was done.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It turned out both kids had elevated levels of Benadryl and melatonin in their system.
Well, they were giving them melatonin and Benadryl. That's
so
funny.
So the cops
funny.
Got involved and it's found out two women had been using the meds daily to get these kids down for a nap. And they'd been doing it for a while. It was their thing.
Mm. They find a stockpile of that stuff there at the daycare?
51-year-old Stacy Young runs the business out of her home along with her 35-year-old daughter-in-law.
Oh, boy.
They're both facing reckless conduct charges. Yeah, you know, I think every parent would have a legitimate gripe when they say, I'm paying you to watch them.
Right, not to drug them.
Not nap them even. If they don't nap, that's your problem. That's what you're being paid for.
Right. You are a daycare.
Sheesh.
Can actually be really hard to get a kid to sleep at, sometimes I would worry you're napping too long. You know, my kids, like, go wake them up. It's been 2 hours. I need them to go to sleep at some point tonight. And so if these people are like, the minute the kid gets, bye, Mom. All right, let's get your dose in you. Here's your candy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I'll bet they're not the only ones, man. I'll bet you that is going on all over the place.
Well, everyone needs a break. But you don't get it. You're being paid.
Mm.
That's the point I was making just a second ago. I mean, I really do feel like that's what I'm paying you for.
I bet it's happening everywhere. Awful.
510 says, and this is... What is the Febreze backstory? The Febreze backstory is my kid's jerky. My oldest kid is very jerky.
The Febreze backstory is Vinny says that his nickname is Cool Breeze, although the only person we've ever heard him
You weren't
call
around
him that
when I was young.
No one ever called you that.
No,
you tried to make that your... Oh, really? Who? Who called you Cool
All
Breeze?
The people.
Who? Which name one of them? Name one person who called you Cool Breeze. And don't just say Billiam, because that's BS. And I have Billy's number.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Anyway.
So who called you that?
A lot of people.
So he's trying to make Cool Breeze happen, which it's not. But then his daughter thought he was saying Febreze or Febreze. And so she started calling
joke.
Him that. Right. Because
her
Cool Breeze is so silly.
At the dinner table, as I was saying, you know, yeah, my nickname is Cool Breeze. She was like, no, it's not. It's more like Febreze. And then that. Yes. And then everyone.
And we all went,
I was
a genius. Yeah. And now you're Febreze.
And sometimes you need to take it
breezy. Take it breezy, Febreze.
Yeah, you get worked up, you know, like now.
La, 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 la. Da, 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 da. Na, 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 na.
by the way, 510 says, kids are allowed at Burning Man. You can just bring your kids with you. There are no age restrictions. Jessica, San Mateo app. The whole point is to be away from the kids, I think, is what
Sister... solid parenting. Take your kids to Burning Man. Just do it. Just do it. It's great. Kids need to learn stuff and be lost in that jungle.
Kyle McLaughlin.
Thank you.
That's who you were going for. He's the brunette in Twin Peaks.
Yep.
He was a huge part of Lynch's movies. He was Charlotte's husband in Sex and the City, too. Remember?
Yes, I do. That's right. Mm. That's right.
The memories. My dad used to bring whiskey and put it in my gums, too, when I was a kid. Teresa, Daly City.
Yeah, when kids are teething, my nana would be like, just put whiskey on a cotton ball and just clamp it down on the gap where the tooth is coming through.
Bringing kids to Burning Man is psychotic. Yes. We know 925. That was the... Anyway. What's coming up with the trash, Sarah?
Justin and Blake and a dragon.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.